This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Sean Elliott. He is Vice President of Safety and Advocacy for EAA. Sean, big meeting on January 17th concerning what is really the extension of something that EAA got going last year, involving the addition of really non-certified items to certified aircraft that improve their safety and maybe even their performance. What happened when the FAA came calling?
Well, Russ, it was a great day. It was really interesting and exciting to see everybody around the table from the different parts of the agency, from Washington, from Kansas City, the Small Airplane Directorate, and even from our regional Chicago ACO, wanting to achieve significant improvements in the PMA process, or Parts Manufacturing Approval process. And at the end of the day, we had a pretty strong consensus and agreement of taking all the things that we had learned, as you had described, in our original STC based on commercial parts, and coming up with the important and good parts of that to apply to a tiered or streamlined approach to PMA. And this will be much broader in effect and allow many other manufacturers that are quality manufacturers that have quality products to find their way to a certified status with appropriately sized methods to show the quality system, in fact, meets all of the requirements from a manufacturing approval standpoint. This will be significant. It'll lower costs. It'll bring, as you described, more safety-enhancing and performance-enhancing equipment into the cockpit for all general aviation pilots that we in the experimental world have appreciated for some time now.
Well, it's a bone-crushing process now to get anything certified. What's going to change with this process, and how do the traditional certified suppliers of airplane stuff, how do they feel about it?
Well, obviously there's a lot of nuts and bolts yet to be really sorted out to come up with all of the details. This was the first of what will be a significant prototyping effort, and then perhaps a year after that, so 2018 policy change is our goal, as we set out from this week's meeting. But it will allow manufacturers that otherwise wouldn't have considered going down this path to consider it and undertake it. Those manufacturers that already are there and established, it opens up new markets for them as well. They ultimately, we believe, are going to see opportunity out of this, not unlike, some of the current manufacturers who came out with similar components to our Dynon D10A STC that was accomplished this last year. You saw another major manufacturer follow suit and pursue that. So in that light, not only is EAA working with a partner for a component to prototype on this effort, and that's TrueTrack Autopilots, but there's another group, the STC group, and Trio Autopilot that is similarly interested in prototyping and working in parallel on this with the agency to do so at a similar time frame. So there's already some interest in breadth to what's being accomplished here.
Okay, so what sort of stuff are we talking about? We've done glass panel. Now we're doing autopilot. What is the scope of what could happen with all of this?
So a lot of those devil details still need to be worked out. But as we view it and we're approaching it from a scaled standpoint, what's appropriate on the safety continuum that the FAA uses as an agency, and that's the low risk parts that do not introduce a hazard to their failure modes or to the safety of flight in how they operate. That means they can't necessarily replace primary instrumentation or required instrumentation, but can in fact and could supplement. So right away, as I said, we're working on a simple two-axis autopilot that's just a known safety enhancement and a high-quality product. Other things down the road, we'd like to see things like engine monitoring and fuel management and other aspects that can be safety enhancing and yet don't introduce a hazard based on how they fail and when they fail and the parameters around that. There's a lot of details to be worked out yet. So we're certainly not able to say these things are certain, but those are what we're envisioning and trying to work towards as just some of our goals as we blaze this new trail for the betterment of GA.
Okay, well, it wasn't just a regulatory experiment that you took last year with the announcement at Sun and Fun. It was a marketing experiment as well. How many takers have there been for the Dine on STC?
We have seen a good response. We're just under 100 interested folks that have actually purchased the STC, and there's a list much longer into the several hundreds of folks. And we just, in the last week, expanded our approved model list to incorporate a whole lot more of the normal GA platforms that are used regularly for instrument transport, you know, instrument flying type operations. So we're certainly excited to see that continue to grow. And just the level of buzz in the industry. We broke some glass with that STC last year. There was a lot of response, reaction, most of it extremely positive. And even some of that was initially negative has turned into a positive as new opportunities have become apparent.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We've been with Sean Elliott of the EAA talking about a major initiative in the integration of safety-related items in certified aircraft using an easier certification process. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.